So I'm going to begin the daily halacha. We're going through the halachot of bidikat chametz, of finding chametz. Yesh nogim shekodem habdika. There are some, I imagine many of you, who have the practice before they do the search, before they say the bracha, menichim pitutei lechem b'mekomot shimatsem habodek, that you spread out different pieces of bread in advance. How many pieces? 10. Ellie's in on the ag. About 10 pieces usually is the custom based on all mystical calculations, the 10 sefirot and such things. And why is that laid out? In case you do the bdika, you don't find anything. And then it's basically been a wasteful bracha. You said the bracha, you went to find, you didn't search anything, and it's a bracha levatala because you didn't end up finding anything. And that's what the bracha was on. However, he says, upshita, and it is obvious, ki mi she'ein abodet kora'ui, that one who doesn't do the search properly, ela shehu mekabetz elu hapitutim, but just goes around, says the bracha, and then instead of actually doing a search, just goes and picks up those pieces, lo kayem mitzvah b'dika va'aseh bracha levatala, and you've done a bracha levatala, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah. And it's astonishing. He says that there is this custom that people have to hide these pieces so that when they find them, at least it hasn't been a bracha levatala. And then he said, well, actually, if you say the bracha and then all you do is find those pieces, that's been a bracha levatala, because that's not what a real search is. And obviously on a technical level, this is speaking purely about finding chametz. People have a custom to put out the pieces, but it shouldn't just be a scavenger hunt for those pieces. I would recommend everybody who does that keep track of where they hide those pieces. There have been stories of people hiding 10 pieces in the house, then not finding all 10. When I was in high school, actually, that was what a number of my peers did on the last day of school. They put 5 chickens loose in the school and numbered them 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, which kept the authorities looking for a while for number 5 that didn't exist. And the idea is that you should keep track of that chametz. You shouldn't end up having to spend an evening actually trying to uncover what you just hid. But he makes the point that if all you do is find those 10 pieces, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, and the bracha is actually less worthy. I see the Rosenzweigs have joined us. I issued a public apology for the link not working straight away to your share, and I apologize for that. We'll smooth that out going forward. But I want to take the idea about the bedika and hiding those pieces not being a function of the actual mitzvah a little further, again, along the symbolic lines that we have been exploring, that this mitzvah to search for chametz is, again, parallel to the search for good character in ourselves, to seek out imperfection and to right the wrongs in who we are and what we do. If it is artificial, if we say, okay, I'm going to list 10 things that everybody should be working on, and I'm just going to go through the list and tick them off, and I've done my job, I'm now a better person, and I'm now going in the right direction, that's what, in, I guess, Haas terminology, we would call the bracha levatala, just as it is hiding those 10 pieces, walking around, artificially picking them up. You've done a search. That's not a real search. In a real search, you have to find things or look for things that are unexpected, even if you don't find them. And the idea would be that as we explore our characters and our lives, in parallel to searching for chametz, that we find things and we look for things that we don't expect in areas of our lives, in our behaviors, that might surprise us about ourselves. And we use that as an opportunity to make a real bracha and find ways to move forward. That will conclude the daily halacha. That will get set around.